Where I am going, you cannot come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus said these things, when Jesus began to speak these words to the Pharisees, he said to them, I'm going away, and you're going to look for me. But you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. You remember what it is that they thought that he was talking about? A little bit of a test of memory. That he was going to kill himself, right? They said, well, that could only mean that you're going to take your own life and we can't go over to the same place that you're going if you die because we'll still be here in this life. The thing that they didn't understand is that he wasn't talking about him committing suicide. In fact, their own words reveal what actually is happening. Jesus is saying, you're killing yourselves. It's not me. You're the ones who are doing this. He's talking about here, he says, where I'm going away, you're going to look for me. When I'm no longer here on this earth, you're going to search me out. When you're no longer with me in my presence, you're going to seek for me. But you're going to die in those sins. Where I'm going, you can't come. He's saying that if they don't stay with him because they remain in their sins, they're going to go to hell, eternally separated from him. That's what it really means to die in one's sins. Not talking about dying in your sins in this life, it's talking really about the second death. And that's what I want us to think about today. There are men and women today, here in Santa Rosa, going to die in their sins. There are men and women today are going to go to hell. Because anytime somebody commits a mortal sin and doesn't seek forgiveness for it, that punches their ticket not to heaven, but eternally to hell. It doesn't matter if the sin is a huge, heinous sin or a small mortal sin. In our eyes, small. Each one of those ends in eternal death. It doesn't mean you need to commit a bunch of them. It means you only have to have one unconfessed mortal sin. That punches the ticket to hell. And that's what our Lord is speaking about here. Speaking about this harsh reality that we need to spend a little bit of time meditating on. It's not something that isn't a part of our own lives. It's happening here. Those people that we know don't have any excuse, who aren't coming to Mass, those are the ones. Those ones who are venturing outside of their marriage and they're not seeking forgiveness for it, they die that way, those are the ones. Name the mortal sin. Those who are doing that, if they don't seek forgiveness before they pass, those are the ones who are going to be looking for Jesus. But instead, they'll die into their sins. So as we think about that today, we also need to pray for those people. Pray for them because they're here in Santa Rosa, those who we eat with over at the restaurants, those who we go over and do business with in commerce, those who we sit across from there at the sports games, same ones we shop with at the T&D. Those ones are the ones Jesus is talking about. We need to pray for them. And yes, I am going to ask you to put those people into the chalice. It's more than that. You got to do something about it. It's on us to bring them back, to invite them back into God's friendship. Otherwise, what Jesus said to the Pharisees, he says to them, he says, I'm going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sins. where I'm going, you can't come. I don't think anybody in here wants that to be said of any human being in existence. Pray, but then let's do something about it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.